Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today we are talking about everything from the NATO summit and a successful cave rescue to Facebook's augmented reality and free Slurpees. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, July 11th. You ready? Let's do this. The NATO summit begins today in Brussels, and the world is watching how it goes. The BBC reports there's already a bit of tension right now between allies as President Trump called for the other countries to give more money to their defense budgets. Each member is supposed to pay 2% of their economies on defense, since they all agree to help defend each other. But reports say only 4 of the 29 allies actually spend that much. Critics say President Trump is not looking at the full picture of contributions and has now already set this combative tone before the NATO meeting even begins. The New York Times quotes the European Council president saying, "The U.S. doesn't have and won't have a better ally than the EU." Some are also worried the U.S. will be feisty with its allies and then have a more friendly meeting with Russia next week. And don't forget, there's still tension over trade issues as well. So stay tuned. Speaking of tariffs, the Wall Street Journal reports the White House is planning more tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese imports, basically a 10% tax on goods coming from China. And remember, this is on top of other tariffs the U.S. already placed on Chinese goods earlier, which those have now caused China to retaliate with tariffs of their own. It, of course, affects businesses in both countries. So this is upping the ante on what many are already calling a trade war between the world's two largest economies. These newest tariffs don't go into effect just yet. There will be some public comment and a final decision expected in the fall. A couple more pardons to tell you about. The president pardoned Oregon ranchers, and you might remember hearing about them. Dwight Hammond and his son were charged with setting fire to federal land. They were sentenced to prison for it. And that case inspired an anti-government group to have an armed standoff with police in Oregon in 2016. It lasted 41 days. Those groups are happy to hear about this new pardon. But conservation groups are pretty mad about it. The Oregonian says they believe the president is siding with extremists who don't believe public land belongs to all Americans. All right, some great news from Thailand. All 12 young boys and their soccer coach have been rescued from that flooded cave where they were trapped for more than 2 weeks. Divers were able to guide the final 4 boys, who are 11 to 16 years old, and their 25-year-old coach through that murky water and finally bring them to safety. They had already rescued 8 other boys earlier in the week. CBS News reports the boys were given anti-anxiety meds for the journey and then taken to the hospital. They'll now be quarantined there for several days because of their weakened immune system and risk of infection. But the most important part now, they are safe and getting the treatment they need. We now know France gets a spot in the World Cup final on Sunday. France beat Belgium yesterday 1-0. Today, Croatia and England will face off for that second spot in the final. To be continued. Some other things people may be talking about today. Augmented reality is coming to your Facebook feed, specifically the ads in your Facebook feed. TechCrunch reports Facebook is testing these AR ads with a few companies right now.
The ads may give you a chance to sort of try on products, like to see virtual sunglasses or makeup on your face. The ads will look like those normal sponsored posts you're used to seeing in your feed, but will then have an option to do something like tap to try it on. And that's the augmented reality part. Oh, and one more thing about Facebook. CNN reports Britain is fining Facebook the max penalty, £500,000, for the whole Cambridge Analytica thing. You know, the consulting firm who got a hold of millions of Facebook users' data without their permission. You know the food delivery service, Postmates? Well, it's expanding. The Verge reports it's coming to 100 more cities and neighborhoods in the U.S., giving some smaller areas a chance to try it out. And Postmates is also teaming up with Chipotle to deliver burritos in more locations. And right now, to celebrate that one, you can get Chipotle delivered for free now through Sunday. Well, at least the delivery part is free. You still have to pay for the food. Postmates lets you order from various different restaurants, convenience stores, and grocery stores on demand, and then delivers the food to your door, usually for a small fee. You can say goodbye to peanuts on all Southwest flights. The airline said it's getting rid of peanuts as a snack option starting August 1st. Why? Well, too many travelers with peanut-related allergies. NPR reports the airline wanted to make all customers feel safe and welcome. CNBC says Southwest is not the only airline that has ditched peanuts. American and United already stopped serving peanuts on board, although they still do serve other food that may have nuts in it, unless a passenger notifies them in advance. It is that time again. July 11th is, of course, 7-Eleven. And every year, that means free Slurpees at 7-Eleven. You can get a small-sized drink for free by stopping by the convenience store between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. today. 7-Eleven says it expects to give out 9 million Slurpees across the country by the end of today. Also this year, you can become a rewards member to get other freebies all week long. And that's it. You are all caught up for today. If you got value out of today's episode, please be sure to leave a review and share it with someone. Let someone know they should be listening to The Newsworthy as well. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about today, just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern time, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.